me again, be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot, baby. Welcome back to the Lockdown Podcast. I'm Meech Rose.
This is Big Yovani.
I know that you heard our name said a second ago, but you know, this is the intro to the pod. That was just an ad, you know, whatever.
We got ads now.
We trying to get our money, you know what I'm saying? We trying to get our money up, not our funny.
Sorry from the bottom.
You know what I'm saying? Today we're gonna be
Wait. And we back at it?
Like a motherfucking crack addict. Boy, what you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So
Today
we're gonna be testing out a new thing. We're gonna be doing something that we thought was gonna be called My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. It's not gonna be called.
Which that. I fought for it, so I'm sorry. I know you guys are disappointed, but the name we have chosen, which you have already seen,
Get Rings title, or Die Trying, which is a far superior name.
It's high.
Far superior.
It's high.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is just the name of a fucking album, bro. Get Rings or Die Trying, also a name of an album, but we flipped it. We remixed it. We made it ours. You know what I'm saying? So please don't sue us, 50.
Little
I don't
want to
owe you no money.
Little Spice.
God damn. That nigga be on his shit. So today we're going to be talking about the Pistons.
We are from Michigan.
We're going to be rebuilding the Pistons, putting them in a better position than what they were before. I'm building a championship team. He's building a four seed, you know, whatever.
I'm building the best team that I can with the god-awful contracts that they have. So, hey, man.
Whatever, you know what I'm saying? And we're also going to be quickly dabbling into the Boogie situation, which I genuinely don't think should be a story because it's just a human.
It shouldn't be a story, but if it's a story, we're going to talk about it, obviously.
And it's unfortunate. Yeah. It's unfortunate what happened to Boogie.
With the years he's had, mm-hmm. you know, so it's bad for him. It looks bad for him, yes. But, you know, he is a human. He has his own way of responding on specific things. So we can't necessarily judge him for that.
But we'll get into that later. Right now, let's get into talking about the Pistons. Yo, go ahead and start it off.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and start off with how I'm going to make the Pistons better here in our new segment called
Get Rings or Die Trying. Nigga, we went through this already. We literally just okay. did this 5 seconds ago.
So let's go ahead. So some key players I'm keeping, Blake Griffin. So for the 2018-2019 season, averaged 25 points, 7 rebounds, 7.5, so 8 rebounds.
We're not restarting this.
Shut up. I'm not restarting. What are
this
you talking
the third
about?
Third time we've restarted this. So
what are you
don't
talking
fuck
about?
Up again. Go.
What are you talking about?
Go.
I'm keeping Drummond and D Rose. D Rose is probably the best point guard they had in like 3 years or some shit like that. Yeah. So that's why I'm keeping those. And you know, Drummond, he is a double machine.
He has a right to fight for the best center in the league. Yeah. I know he's not, but he has a right to fight for it. He's debatably a top three center in the league.
Yeah.
Debatably.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna win the debate. But he's there.
Anyway, so some possible trades that I believe the Pistons should kind of explore. If they're listening, I know you're listening. I know you guys are fans. So, who is that?
Big Greggy Pop, coach of the Spurs, also the president of basketball operations. I know he's listening.
Don't you have his direct number?
I do. No, he changed his number on me.
During the draft?
Yeah. I tried to text RC. He's not talking to me either. So.
Damn, what'd you do?
Nigga, I cussed Pop out. Then he cussed me out. Then he just stopped talking. All right? It just happened. That's
hey,
what happened.
He's from the Army. You better chill out.
Yeah, nigga. You got them choppas. He beat my ass.
You got them choppas. All right. So, anyways, we're going to start with some possible trades. So, I got Reggie Jackson and Tony Snell. They're both combined making 29 mil. And I believe Bradley... Well, I'm trading him for Bradley Bill, both of them as a package. I believe Bradley's making 28 mil. Give me 1 second. I can go ahead and find out for you guys. Let's see here. So, oh, I'm sorry. He's actually making 27 mil. Now, I would say Reggie Jackson and Tony Snell are both getting overpaid. Reggie Jackson with 28 mil. Tony Snell with 11 mil.
I think Tony Snell's only getting paid around 3 million more than what he should be getting paid. I think Tony Snell's a clean $5 to $8 million guy. I just don't know if double digits is for him. I think that's a little bit much.
And then also one thing before we continue, you guys gotta, you know that you know, these teams are not going to be making these these trades. So this is just a fantasy. So we're going to call it My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
We're not going to call it that.
We were. That's what I said. We were going to call it that. We did a coin flip. You know, shit happens. So it's not that. But anyways, back to what I was saying here. So I have, you know, I did these trades through ESPN Trade Machine. There were a plus six wins. So, you know, I don't think that's going to happen. I think they'll probably win more games than that, than the past season here. But, you know, that's what they say. So whatever. So I have Justice Winslow and Bam Adebayo for Galloway and their rookie. I cannot pronounce his name. How do you say it? The rookie?
Sekou Doumbia. I just call him Sekou Doumbia.
Okay. So
his last name is Doumbia, though.
Yeah, his last name, Doumbia. So, traded him and Bruce Brown, Steve Mikhailiu, and Kyrie Thomas for both Winslow and Bam Adebayo. Now, I believe that both of them would be a great addition. So, you know, if God forgive me for ever thinking this, but if D. Rose goes down again...
Shut the fuck up!
We can't have Winslow running the point guard. So, you know, we can have him running point guard, maybe even with the bench as he...
You don't get to talk about D. Rose like that, bro.
I apologize, man. I apologize.
If you know, and then, my last name is Rose, Meech Rose.
You're right, it is. That's your legal name.
It is my legal name.
Yeah.
Continue.
And then I have Bam Adebayo. Now, they have, I believe, Thon Maker coming off the bench for Drummond. Now, Thon Maker is probably down here. Drummond's up here. I know you guys can't see that, but it's
a
large difference. So yeah, that is not a good. Well, he's listed as a point guard, a power forward, but he's like 7'1". So Thon Maker.
Oh yeah, Thon Maker. Yeah.
So I am trading, or I'm getting back Bam Adebayo. Now he is a center. I think he's listed 6'10". So he's doing 9 points. 8 rebounds and 2 assists. He's still a young player. He's 22 right now, so I believe he's just gonna skyrocket. So coming off the bench and learning from Drummond, I think that's gonna be one of the best things that can happen for him. And then, you know, Winslow, he is gonna be Winslow. If you guys watch the Heat team, you know, he is 12 points or 13 points. 5 rebounds and 4 assists. So that's why I think they would be a good fit with the Pistons. So this other trade that I have going on here, I think this is kind of a low-key trade that some teams should actually explore. Dario Saric only getting paid $3.4 million.
That is way underpaid. Yep. He is way.
Wait, rough. Is he still? Is this his rookie contract still?
No.
No.
I don't think so. I'll look it up, but go ahead, continue.
Yeah, anyways, he's getting paid $3.4 million. Now, I have Luke Kennard and Jordan Bone. I'm trading him for Dario Saric. Honestly, yeah, I think this is a great pickup. I think he's with the Suns right now, which is kind of weird. I didn't hear any news of him getting traded to there, but apparently he's with the Suns. So, you know.
It's still his rookie sale.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, it's still his rookie deal.
Season. So, he got one more season. This is his last year on his rookie deal.
Yeah. So, he's a power forward. So, yeah, I think he can help. Shoot. Yeah, he can shoot. He can do pass. Everything, honestly. Well, when he was actually with Philadelphia, he was, like, really, really good. He was probably, what, like a third option?
No.
No?
No. When he was in Philadelphia,
yeah.
It was
Ben Simmons, Joel and Joel.
Robert Covington. Like,
that's it.
Wait, who's there?
That's it, bro.
There's another JJ Redick, then probably Dario Saric.
So he can be a 4-5 option guy, you know. But no, I don't think Minnesota was using him well at all. There's some games I've actually watched where it was literally, what's his
you
name?
You say that, but he averaged 10.5 points.
No, I know. I know, but Wiggins was, like, dribbling the ball. They were giving it to Kat, and they just forgot about Dario. Like, Dario was open in the corner. Nobody was guarding him, and then it passed him the ball. So I don't think they utilized him well enough like they did in Philly.
Yeah, because his second season in Philly, he averaged 14.6.
Yeah, he was going good.
Significant dip in points per game.
Yeah, so
probably touches as well, but I think his percentage went up. No, it didn't even go. His percentage didn't really even go up for real.
Yeah, so yeah, that's why I'm trading for Dario. That's a steal of a contract, honestly, for a great ass player. So I'm only giving up Luke Kennard and Jordan Bone. Which Luke Kennard, he can get hot. Don't get me wrong, he's a good player.
And this is literally his second season, so you can build him into anything you want him to.
Yeah, you can mold him. He's still moldable. How old is he? One second, guys. He's 23, so you know he's not old as shit. So this is, I feel like this is still a great trade for both teams. Actually,
he has 3 years until he gets to the point where this is the best he can be.
Right,
and 3 years is a very long time in the NBA
To develop.
3 years ago, Kawhi,
Giannis,
and Tim Duncan, and Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker was still in the Spurs. That's
Kobe,
3 years ago,
Kobe was still, like this.
That's 3 years is a very long time in the NBA world. So he has 3 years to completely build his game and until it gets to its completed form at 26.
Yeah.
Or at his peak at 26.
So, yeah, I think Dario Saric is a steal. That's a steal of a contract. I would do that any day, any day. Now, I'm trading. This is my next trade. I'm doing Thonmaker, Woods, and Whitehead for, I can't pronounce his name either, Bogdan from the Sacramento Kings. I believe he's also 20, 21. He's a pretty young player. He's a shooting guard. 1 second, I can find out for you guys as well. Wow, he is actually 27 years old. Wow.
Who?
Bogdan Bogdanovic.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's good. No, 27, that's... He still has a long way to go in his career.
I know, he's from Sacramento. Didn't he just get drafted? Like, yeah, he got drafted 2 seasons ago. Wow, I didn't know he was 27. But anyways, he averaged 14 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists. I think he's probably one of the best shooting guards that, you know, we've seen in a while for... Hold up.
I made a face at him.
He made a face at me. Because he's only has 2 years of experience, so this is what, his junior season?
Sophomore.
No, coming up, though. Yeah, coming up. This is third season in the league, and I mean, he's honestly looking great on the Kings, so I believe this is a good pickup. So we can have Bradley Beal on our, or starting Bradley Beal, and then off the bench, Bogdan from Sacramento Kings. And honestly, I'm not giving up shit. What am I giving up? Thonmaker, Woods, and Whitehead, and what, a couple of picks? That's not shit for a good-ass shooting guard that, you know, can have a good-ass upside like him. If you watch any of the games, just how he shoots the ball, he was also the MVP for the rookie game back whenever he was a rookie 2 seasons ago. So just going to end this off with my starting lineup. It's going to be D-Rose, Brad Beal, Justice Winslow, Blake Griffin, Drummond off the bench. Callen Lucas is gonna be our point guard. I don't know who that is, but I have extra money. Bogdan, Bam Adebayo, and Markieff Morris. Now I believe this is gonna be a fourth seat or a five seat. I don't see it being much better than, you know, what's at the top. We have
built a championship team. So
you what?
I built a championship team.
So right now we got Milwaukee. We got Boston, mm-hmm. Nets,
Boston,
Toronto, I can see up there too.
Yeah, and a sleeper, the Pacers.
Yeah, sleeper Pacers. So, yeah, I can see them battling for that 4 or 5 seat. That's going to be much better than what happened this year, where they were in the 8 seat. They got fucked by Giannis. So, I think this is going to be just a better overall team.
To be fair, Blake was...
Blake was compromised. He was compromised.
He came back and was still hurt playing. So.
Yeah, he honestly wanted it so bad, which I like. Blake is gonna come back better than he was last year.
Right.
Anyways, this is the lineup I've created. I think this is a way better lineup than
the one that they have.
Exactly. So.
And then you have a pretty decent bench with Dario on and shit like that.
Yeah. Exactly. So we're gonna go ahead and transition to Mitros.
Let's talk about a real championship team.
Hey, man. Let's to make them better.
Fuck up. All right. So, off the top, my first trade, blockbuster trade, just like his was, he got Bradley Beal. I went for a point guard. Now, it might sound stupid,
to you because, oh, you said that you were keeping D. Rose. Yeah, I'm keeping D. Rose. But at this point in D. Rose's career, he's a little bit older. He's, what, 29, 30? He has a little bit of an injury history. So, therefore, I think that as a backup point guard is where he's best at. I think that's where his best he can be his best player at. You know what I'm saying? And then the player I'm getting has a bit of an injury history too. So you can slide D. Rose right back into the point guard, starting point guard slot when the playoffs come, if that's a necessity. So with my first trade, I decided, like Giovanni, to trade Reggie Jackson and Tony Snell in conjunction with each other. But I also tossed in Luke Kennard to make this trade work because I'm sending him to the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are a rebuilding team. They need a good young player because they have who's that point guard that they got from the Clippers?
I think he's Shea Gilgeous.
They got Shea Gilgeous, so they don't need the point guard that they have. Now you slide Luke Kennard with them, and now that's a up and coming young team. So my trade is going to be Reggie Jackson, Tony Snell, Luke Kennard for Chris Paul. Now, Giovanni tossed it in there.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be a good trade because Blake...
don't nobody want
to... Chris Paul don't get along. It's documented.
They're grown-ass men. If Chris Paul can't man up and play with somebody that he doesn't like, and if Blake Griffin can't man the fuck up, then Chris Paul doesn't need to be in the league. Because this is, what, his fourth team now? Or fifth team at this point? So, at this point, he needs to shut the fuck up and play. Yeah. Shut the fuck up and play. Now I hate that. I hate that terminology because it's pushed by like political news anchors saying shut up and play ball or something like that. But I'm saying shut up and play ball because I'm sick of this nigga going around everywhere and fucking up every team that he's on. You know what I'm saying? So I think that the Oklahoma City Thunder could buy out Reggie Jackson, keep Tony Snell, have Luke Kennard. You know what I'm saying? And now we put, now you slide Chris Paul into the lineup with Griffin and Drummond. Now, moving on, I'm trying to build out a better depth. You know what I'm saying? And despite the fact that this is another point guard and it's going to be a point guard loaded team, whatever, fuck all that bullshit. D. Rose, he can play the two slot. He played the two slot with, what's that kid's name? Tyus Jones. Tyus Jones in Minnesota. He played the two slot with Tyus Jones in Minnesota. So I think that he can play the two spot. And I think that he can do a great job at that two spot. And on top of that, with this point guard, he's not going to be as needed on the defensive end. So I'm going to be trading Isaiah Whitehead. And there's something called, I forgot what it's called. Trade exceptions. So the Pistons have $9 million in trade exceptions. So I'll just slide in that trade exception with Isaiah Whitehead and maybe like 2 second rounders for Frank Ntilikina. We toss French Frank on the bench with D. Rose. That's a great bench now, right? So at this point, my starting lineup is, oh God, CP3, Kyrie Thomas, Dumbaya, Griffin, and Drummond. Now, my starting five doesn't really change that much. You know what I'm saying? But the bench, on the other hand, does change a lot. It changes quite a bit. Now, Thon Maker, 7-1. Great guy. I like Thon Maker. But do we need Thon Maker? No, we don't need Thon Maker. So, now you take Thon Maker and you add in another trade exception with Stanley Johnson. That's $1 million. Now, in total, you have $4.5 million. You slide in Bruce Brown, who's making another $1.5 million. What's that? $4.5 million plus another $1.5 million. What's that? $6
million?
$6 million. And do whatever you need to make the trade work. Fuck it. I'm not finna go into details about how I would get him. Or maybe I'll just toss Langston Galloway straight up.
Just get him.
Just get the nigga. And move Thon Maker with him. You know what I'm saying? So now you have Thomas Bryant coming off the bench. That's another good center. He'll probably give you, what, 8-8? That's a smooth 8-8. That's nice.
That's not
right?
Bad.
So now you have, now your whole roster is looking like Chris Paul, Andre Drummond, Frank Ntilikina, Thomas Bryant, Blake Griffin, Mahalik, Kyrie Thomas. Wait, did I trade Kyrie Thomas? Never mind. Take Kyrie Thomas out of there. Christian Wood, Seke Dumbia, Jordan Bone, D. Rose, and some two-way contracts. Whatever. Fuck all that bullshit. Can you close my door, please? I would appreciate you closing it all the way.
and you traded a first-round pick in that same trade for Chris Paul, I would toss in a first-round pick, maybe two, because, you know, the Thunder are really, really trying to get some picks. They're really trying to get some picks. So 2021 first-round pick, the one in 2 years, and then maybe, and because you have to add two, you have to have 2 years in between traded picks, probably like the 2023 one. And maybe some second rounders to toss it in. Make them want it. You know what I'm saying? You have to toss in some extra shit. So now, with this lineup, I think that with a good, with several good point guards coming off of your bench and a good point guard starting off for you, I think that now the ball can get to Seke Doumbia, get to Blake Griffin, get to Andre Drummond a lot easier. I think that Chris Paul, despite, you know, all of his flaws, and there's a lot of them, and I really don't like him that much, but I think that he's still a solid talent. I think he can move into a Rajon Rondo type of role. You know what I'm saying? Even though Rajon Rondo gave him that clean ass uppercut, you know, that two piece with a biscuit, and had that boy Brandon Ingram come in and knock.
With the Ingram special.
Two piece and an Ingram special, you know what I'm saying? Fuck all that though. You know what I'm saying? I think that this could be a championship contending team. I think that with Andre Drummond getting 17 rebounds a game, and with Chris Paul getting, what, 10 assists a game, Blake Griffin getting his 25 and 10. And D. Rose coming off the bench giving you 18, 16. Frank Ntilikina coming in, clamping up your best guard. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then when Drummond needs a break, Thomas Bryant coming in and handling business. I think that this could be a quite possibly one of the better teams in the East. I think that they could take over the East. I don't think they have a talent that's as good as Giannis Antetokounmpo, but I think they have enough talent spread over to take over the Bucks' one seed slot. I think that they could win a championship, probably not against the Clippers, definitely not against the Spurs, but maybe against the Lakers. You know, they could probably beat the Lakers. I wouldn't doubt they could beat the Lakers. Lakers ain't shit. So I think that that team is built to win a championship. They have playoff pedigree. Not championship pedigree, but playoff pedigree. They have Andre Drummond. He's been in the playoffs. Blake Griffin, he's got bounced in the second round of playoffs a lot. But
he's been in the playoffs for like every year.
Damn near every year. Yeah. Damn near. Like, I think they missed it like 2 years ago.
2016, 2017, that's it.
Yeah, yeah, I think they missed it like 2 years ago and like that year after. Yeah. But Chris Paul, he was just with the Rockets. He was one game away from beating the Warriors. They weren't going to beat the Warriors. They weren't going to beat the Warriors. But they were close, you know? He was a part of one of the closest teams to taking down that Warriors super team. There was no other team that was closer than that, other than the team that actually took him down, which is the Toronto Raptors. And even then, they didn't have Kevin Durant. So, the closest team to taking down that Warriors super team. And I just genuinely believe that this could possibly be a championship team. Now, you slide in some good, like maybe they don't win it this year. Maybe they win it next year. Everybody's still under contract for next year. Is Drummond? I believe Drummond still has a year and a player option. Griffin is under contract for a grip.
For 3 years.
So, and Seke Doumbia, he just signed his rookie scale contract. So, he's in there for a while.
D-Rose for two years.
Thank you. I appreciate all that. And, you know, everybody's still under contract, and you really don't have a lot of cap space, but you can get some vet minimums in there, some mid-level exceptions. Two-way. So, you don't need no two ways because they're not going to play in the playoffs. I mean, so, maybe JaVale McGee doesn't like L.A. Maybe he wants to come to Michigan. Maybe
he is from Michigan. He's from Flint.
Yeah, so maybe who else is out there? Trevor Ariza.
Joakim Noah.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Maybe Chris Paul didn't work out. Maybe you gotta trade Chris Paul for Devin Booker. Maybe Devin Booker wants out into next year. Devin Booker's making a cool 25 to 30 million, bro.
Dude, Chris Paul's making 38 mil.
Yeah, but his contract is coming up, and it's gonna be clean. You can slide.
I think he signed up an extension.
Yeah, no, he signed an extension after his rookie contract.
Yeah, and he's rookie 27.
Yeah, so he has a decent contract, and 10 million is not that hard to come by. So, There's a lot of things you can do. You can get maybe anything can happen. Anything can happen in the NBA.
We saw it this summer for sure.
100%. Well, I knew that Kawhi was going to.
No, not Clippers. Kawhi, but like other things
like Paul George getting Paul traded. George. That shit was nuts.
Anthony Davis.
Anything can happen in the NBA. So, you know, there's always room for growth and editing and. Maybe Dwayne Casey isn't working out. Maybe you need a new coach. I like Dwayne Casey. Maybe it just doesn't work between him and Drummond or him and Griffin. You know, maybe it doesn't work. Maybe you need a new coach. There's plenty of coaches out there. You know what I'm saying? There's just so much. You know, there's so much that can happen. There's so many tweaks and edits that you can do to the team to make it a championship caliber team. And I think that. It's like a perfect. I think that at this point I built a team that can win and can. I mean, you know, I don't have too much more to say about the team. Just know that I believe that this is probably the best team that's between us two. I think that I have the better team. I like Bradley Beal a lot. I do.
That's but, a great trade.
And it was a great trade. But at the same time, where's the defense?
Well,
Beal's a decent defender.
Yeah.
But like where's the front court defense? Dario doesn't play great defense.
Front court, yeah.
What about the backcourt defense? Where's the backcourt defense?
Well, front court, we got Drummond. Winslow, Blake, and Drummond.
I mean, Winslow can play some D. Blake
It's just Blake.
He isn't a superior defender, and Drummond, he can get some blocks, you know. But where's the defense? You need Chris Paul. You need Frank Ntilikina. You need
that is one thing. Cause,
Kyrie Thomas. He can play some defense.
The Pistons contracts are really terrible. So it's kind of hard coming up with specific amounts of money that we need to move these players. So that's kind of hard. So that's why the trades that I did, I think are probably the superior trades between the both of us.
But
you guys can let us know.
Hold on, real quick. Let me go pull up Chris Paul's averages for last year. Because, like, you talking that shit, but, like...
I don't like Chris Paul.
I don't like him either. That doesn't mean he's not a talent.
He's averaging 5 rebounds, and 8 assists.
But 2 years ago, he was averaging 18 and 7.9. But you have to remember that he was with James Harden, who was averaging 10 assists a game himself,
yeah.
And averaging damn near 40 points, you know? So that's all going to go up. He's going to have a superior season because he doesn't have to share the ball with another point guard, which I believe James Harden is essentially another point guard. So, and 3 years ago, maybe you will say he was younger, but he was averaging 18.1 and 9.2. That's really good numbers. And 5 rebounds. And he's still getting a decent amount of rebounds. This could possibly be the best rebounding team in the league. Possibly. With Thomas Bryant, Andre Drummond by himself is averaging fucking full team rebound numbers. A trash rebounding team. But a full team rebounding numbers nonetheless. Blake's averaging 10. That's 25 with those two. You know what I'm saying? 35 adding Thomas Bryant. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it wouldn't be quite 35. Maybe 33. Something of that nature.
It'd be high, though.
They'd be a really good rebounding team. And there's pretty much... I can't say that there's any better... There isn't a combination of a better front court in the league.
Front court?
That's point... Or I'm just saying power forward and center. Like, there isn't a better power forward and center.
I would say combination. If Cousins wasn't injured.
Did you see Cousins last year? He was shit.
I know, but you never know. I mean, I want to see them this year, but you know, whatever happens.
We won't take Meech, by the way. Man, I just feel like that's the best. I feel like they're that could be quite possibly a championship team. Now, his team, I think, could be a good 5 seed. My team can take over the 1 seed. My team could take the league by storm if they play well together. If they could just get the chemistry right, if everybody can just talk it out and situationally, and if Chris Paul can shut the fuck up sometimes, then this could be a perfect storm.
So quickly, we don't
get into this Boogie thing.
Damn, nigga, let me do it.
Shut the fuck up.
So quickly, we're going to go ahead and get into the Boogie situation. Now you can go ahead and take it away.
Nah, man, keep going.
All right. So apparently there's a video floating around that his baby mama, was it?
Yes, Boogie's, the mother of his child, yeah, his son.
Boogie's baby mama was getting yelled at by Boogie, saying...
They were having an argument.
Okay, an argument. Yeah, it was an argument. It was an argument. It's not one-sided. It was an argument. They were having an argument. She started recording. He said some things that maybe he shouldn't have, which I'm not going to go ahead and hold it against him. You know, he said
that he would put a bullet in... He's going to make sure that he puts a bullet in her fucking skull, which is an understandable statement. To be honest,
tell him why.
All right, let's talk about what Boogie has been through over the last 3 years, bro. 3 years ago, was it 3 years ago or was it 2 years ago? A few years ago, he off the top tore his ACL before the end of the season.
Yeah,
before the end of the season, his season with the Pelicans in the middle of the season, right before All Star, he tore his ACL off his fucking leg,
off his bone.
Right after that. He signs to the Warriors for $5 million. He thought he was going to get a $30 million contract going into the season. He thought he was going to get a $30 million contract going into last season.
No, I know, but
wait. What? I'm getting to that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
God damn! Like, don't interrupt me, pussy. I'm just kidding.
I do apologize.
I'm just kidding, bro. It's good.
All right.
So going into this free agency. Like around February when he tore his ACL, right before that, he was like, man, I'm probably about to get a $30 million contract this year. We might win a ring. We might be able to be one of the best teams in the league. We got Rajon Rondo, Drew Holiday. You know what I'm saying? They might need to work on the wing spot, but you know, whatever. And so he's like, okay, we could possibly build something here. Boom. He tears his ACL. Now going into this offseason, he's not even getting no calls. He's not getting no calls. He gets one call from he has to go out and call the Warriors and gets a call and has to sign for what, $5 million? $25 million less than what he thought he was gonna get. And now he's in this situation. He's with the Warriors, which is a great situation. Yeah. It's not a bad situation. They're very patient with his rehab. They're very patient. They don't even really care to have him in until
they don't
the end
even
of the season.
Need him, to be honest.
You know what I'm saying? They're still gonna be the one seed. So he finally gets back up and running. He gets into the playoffs. What does he do? Tear his fucking quad. He tears his quad. Now he has one good game in the finals, which they lose. So he doesn't even get the Warriors or the ring from the Warriors. Now he's going into this next season. Finally getting back into rehabbing, you know, living his life, working out, trying to improve on his game. Tears his AC fucking L. Tears his ACL.
And you forgot he signed only for $2 million with the Lakers.
And now this woman that he accidentally maybe had a child with, and he loves his son. You know what I'm saying? He wants his son at his wedding. And this woman, this vengeful woman, is not allowing his child to go to his wedding. You know what I'm saying? That's really some fucked up shit. And he had a reaction that I think if your baby mama wouldn't allow your child to go to your wedding, that every man that I've ever met would probably have the same exact reaction, barring like this nigga is like really, really calm for no reason. Barring that, I think it's a logical reaction. Like, I'm going to go off on you. I'm going to try to hurt your feelings and I want you to be scared for your life. Type of shit. I want you to feel the same exact pain that I'm feeling. Like, and maybe that's not the right thing to do, but it's
emotion.
We're all human. Yeah. He's human. We're all emotional beings. It's not like he killed the bitch. Like, she's obviously still alive if she's selling a damn video to TMZ.
Or he didn't put his hands on her.
He didn't put his hands on her. Yeah. Nothing. He just wanted his child at his wedding. That's all he wanted. So, at this point now, the police has issued an arrest warrant for him for some domestic charge, probably threatening the life of someone, which is, yeah, this is some fucked up shit. But can we talk about how fucked up this woman is? She, not fearing for her life, obviously not fearing for her life. If she was fearing for her life, she wouldn't have put this fucking video out. Not fearing for her life, decided to sell this video to TMZ.
She's probably going to try to get a civil case. Yeah. She's trying to get some money.
Some money.
She's already getting child support from this man. Like,
and it's probably a lot, too.
Yeah, because he's a millionaire. You know how much fucking Blake Griffin's paying in child support? A whole lot. An unnecessary amount. So, it's a lot going on. He's mentally, I don't think he's in the best of shape right now. He was already an angry man. So now he's going through a lot. He's going to be an even angrier man. And, you know, he was already the emotional lesbian to DeMarcus Cousins. I'm just kidding, DeMarcus. Don't put a bullet in my fucking skull, bro. He's already an emotional man. And now he's in this situation with this woman who won't allow him to see his child. Like, it's a lot going on in this man's life. Logic, I'm not going to judge him for what he said when he was angry. I would never judge him. And honestly, I just plead temporary insanity and bring up all the situation that I've been going through for the last few months. He's been going through a lot, bro. And it's a tough time for me.
Yeah, so if you can't tell, we're both Team Boogie in this. I don't think we should judge him. Dimitri made a great point. You know, we are emotional people. When we get hurt, we try to hurt other people. That's just facts.
How people are. Is it right? No. Two wrongs make a right? No. But it makes you feel better.
Yeah, we just want to shine a little light on it, though. I think we would be, like, the only people that are seeing it this way. Most of the majority people
will probably see it like, oh,
like he's doing something bad.
He's stupid.
Yeah.
He shouldn't even have done it. Yada, yada, yada. But, like, put yourself in his shoes.
Really think about it. So that's why we kind of want to shed light on it to, you know, show a different perspective of how Boogie is kind of seeing things. You know, he's been through a long, 3 years, couple of years. So,
bro, and then on top of that, let's go back. He spent 7 years in Sacramento. The worst. He was dragging that team into a playoff spot.
They never made the playoffs.
But he was going to. Like that year that they traded him. He was like 9th seed, 8th seed. He was dragging that team to a playoff spot. And then they trade him. And immediately after that, he gets hurt. When he's finally free from the shackles of Sacramento, he gets hurt immediately. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is really ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I hope everybody see what's going on out here, because this is really ridiculous.
Yeah, but we just want to shed some light and show you guys that, you know, just take a step back.
And put yourself in his shoes.
Exactly. What,
bro, especially women. Women say the meanest shit I've ever heard in my life, man. They dig around and shit to try to hurt your feelings. So, we don't know what this woman said before that camera started. It was a 10-second clip.
Yeah.
You know? Who knows what that woman said?
And she probably already had a pre-plan. That I'm going to go ahead, make him mad, record it, and then sell it to TMZ.
I'm going to make him mad. I'm going to make sure that his son doesn't get to go to his wedding. His son doesn't get to see a happy family. A beautiful family. You know what I'm saying? Now his child only gets to see co-parenting.
Right.
He doesn't get to see a wedding. Yeah. Maybe his child wants to get married one day. He wants to see what a wedding is like. He doesn't get to see that now. Because of this woman being unnecessary. And it's just, I think it's a lot. And I'm not going to put all the blame on the woman, because despite the fact that she's doing a lot wrong, she's probably making the best out of her situation. Maybe she's not in the best of situations financially and she needs that money. Maybe that's what it is. But
still,
like, she's taking advantage of somebody. You know what I'm saying? She's manipulating the situation and taking advantage of somebody. And I think that's even wronger than emotionally saying something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But
out of anger.
We're going to go ahead and wrap it up.
I'm Meet Your Rose.
This is Big Yovani.
You can follow me at...
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
So today's episode, again, Get Rings or Die Trying, our new series we're starting. We're going to try to do every team, obviously not the teams that are, you know, title contenders.
We're probably going to be, until the season starts, when there's something to talk about, we're probably going to be doing a lot of these.
Yeah. So just keep an eye out. I kind of like doing these episodes.
I do too, but I just need to start getting prepared
better. Yeah, you have, because he made a lot of trades with, you know, the trades he talked about, but he forgot to write down the specific, you know, terms of that. So
I forgot to write down the specific trades. Yeah. So a few of those trades might have been wrong, but whatever. Fuck it.
Yeah. We tried our best. We did everything. You know, hit us up.
As we continue to progress, we'll get better at this.
hit us up on Twitter. Let us know who you think had the better team.
What's our app as a unit? What's our at as a unit?
Our at is the Lockdown Podcast.
My at is at Mechrose. That's M-I-E-C-H-R-O-S-E.
You do this every time, but they should know.
They should, but maybe we got new listeners.
You're right. My at's Big Yovani. That's B-I-G-Y-O-V-A-N-I.
Again, I'm Mechrose. That's Big Yovani, and we are the Lockdown Podcast. I'll see you guys next time.
Peace. Yeah.